And welcome back to Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. Our next interview is with the producers, directors, and actors of the feature film The Last Tour, which premiered on Sunday at the Downtown Independent. We talked about what it took to make an independent film on a shoestring budget, including how everyone pitched in together and using their skills to help each other out, including an engineer who helped devise ways to solve production issues with their skills. So let's get to it. Here is Collaboration's interview with the filmmakers of The Last Tour. All right, I'm here with the filmmakers of The Last Tour, which is showing this Sunday at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. You guys can introduce yourselves and your role in the film.
Great. I'm Franz Elizondo Schmelkes. I play Fonzie in the film, and I'm also the producer for the film.
Hi, I'm Diana Lee Inosanto. I play Lily, and I'm also one of the co-producers as well as part of the stunt team.
I'm Ryan Yu. I'm the director. I'm an actor in it, and I did some producing.
Hi, I'm Liz Ho. I play Mia. I'm one of the actors.
So can you give the listeners a quick synopsis of what The Last Tour is about?
So it's a down-and-out soldier, can't feed his family. He takes on this really low-rent mercenary job, which is supposed to be really easy, guarding a prisoner in a hotel, and everything goes horrendously wrong. Mm-hmm. At one point, they're on the run, and he escapes to his survivalist aunt and uncle, who are living out in the desert, and that's Diana's character. And he gets his wife and child involved in all of this, Liz's character. And at one point, they kidnap a Mexican cook, Franz's character,
okay,
who turns out to be from MIT.
But the beautiful thing, it's got quirky characters in this very serious situation. And what I say to people is, it really is something sort of in the same vein as like a Coen Brothers film, but it's an East meets West version of a Coen Brothers film. And yet the stakes are very high, and what these filmmakers were able to do is really provide this very high budget looking film for very little money. So Robert Rodriguez, watch out. Look for us.
Awesome. That's interesting. Can you talk a little bit about independent filmmaking and just the scrappiness that you guys had to do? How was making this film?
I have to say what Franz and Ryan both did, and Jeff, it originally started with them, this whole project. But yes, it is an Asian American film, but it also is a diverse film. I mean, Franz is Hispanic. We had people of African American descent. My husband's Caucasian. He plays Bob Rombolicki. So in many ways, I'm very proud that we led the way in that whole theme of diversity in this project. And these guys delivered it. And the other thing, too, is everybody had multiple roles, meaning people were multitasking. And so a lot of us had different expertises that we were able to bring to the table creatively to make this happen. And so when you think about it, even though we were a small budget film, because a lot of us individually knew how to have multiple roles, we were covering a lot of ground and a lot of departments, if that makes sense.
No, it sounds like you guys collaborated.
Everybody take a drink.
Yeah.
I want to say to any aspiring creatives out there, you know, they really say to follow your love, you know, follow your kind of bliss or your passion. And the thing that really led me forward on this project was the love of my friends. It's very important to utilize your resources. And what I saw in my friends were people who were as yet undiscovered by Hollywood. I mean, that may change. I mean, Liz is, you know, kind of really coming up in the world, and really a lot of people are taking note, and, you know, a lot of our people are kind of moving out. But at that time, I just thought, these are undiscovered people that Hollywood is not seeing, and they have this incredible combination of talents. Like, Diana here has the sweetest nature that you'd ever know on meeting her, and what you don't know, she could gut you one-handed.
Right.
And you know, Franz is an actor, but he's also a mechanical engineer. He plays this, you know, hilariously funny part as Fonzie, but he's also, he created a camera mount for our car from scratch.
Wow.
He was rigging things in the desert for our special effects. We had voltage problems because, you know, we couldn't bring in generators to the area of the desert. Right. He was shooting. He solved it with a car battery, and some really low-power LED lights, and his brain.
Wow.
Liz was not only like acting in our film, but because we're doing it so family style and because we're all friends. I mean, the reason we're able to bring this thing is really encapsulated for me in one story, that when we had another actor who was older and wasn't so willing to drive, Liz was driving her to and from her place and to location on top of doing her role. Yeah.
I was transpo.
That's really amazing, just everyone coming together and just making it happen. That's really cool. I guess I wanted to talk more about, and just talk about how badass you are.
I grew up in a well-known martial arts family. My dad's kind of a big cheese in the martial arts world. His name is Dan Inosanto, and my godfather's the late Bruce Lee. And actually, it's kind of fun for me to be on a project like The Last Tour, because I look back as a little girl. You know, my godfather was, to me, also one of the original indie filmmakers, particularly for, as a minority in this country who had to really struggle with Hollywood. And so I'm thrilled at how far our industry has come to make, you know, our own projects here. And so, you know, I think when I see the spectrum of how far we've come, I think I love that the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival has allowed, you know, filmmakers to have a voice. You know, for me, I come from a martial arts background, and I started off in Hollywood as an actress, but inevitably I had to do stunts in order to survive, and so I was doubling for people like Buffy? Sarah Michelle Gellar, yes. And that was kind of my introduction to doing action in Hollywood. And then later on, somehow led me back to Ryan, and I ended up getting involved with Lodestone Theater Ensemble because I really wanted to continue my craft as an actress. And so here we are today.
And Franz, were you a mechanical engineer first before you became an actor, or is it just something?
Actually, at the same time. I actually, like my character, I actually did graduate from MIT. Ryan and I went to MIT together. Ryan was the first theater arts major at MIT.
The first ever?
First ever, yeah. He created the major. And I actually followed his footsteps a year after. And I want to kind of go back to your one of the questions that you said, you know, about aspiring producers out there and directors that want to create a film. And I think one of the very neat things about our story is that it kind of breaks the stereotypes of what, you know, all these characters coming together, you know, what would happen, and that's what makes it very quirky and fun. And I think the producing of it was also that. And I think, to invite those aspiring artists to break those stereotypes of what Hollywood really is. I think the creativity that we had of having people with multiple roles, you know, you don't have to make this big production to make something that, you know, is going to look simple on the shot, right? And how can you creatively use that? And we really broke all those stereotypes with creativity, and all the way from the beginning, from what Ryan wrote. Ryan wrote a movie, a very beautiful movie, thinking, like he said, about his friends, thinking about the resources that we had available. So as an engineer, you know, we have something called design for manufacturing, DFX, design for manufacturing for serviceability, right? So what Ryan did is, from the very beginning, he wrote a movie that was designed for the resources that we were able to get to us. And we were able to make a high-budget film for very little money, thanks to that very creative, putting that creativity from the very beginning in the process.
And they say engineers don't have a place in the creative world. That's awesome. I'd love to hear more about, you know, just being the first theater major in MIT. Did you help, like, develop that?
I made it up with my professor. And, you know, he had to follow the curriculum that I designed, which was kind of really satisfying. You know, it was such a lucrative choice for me. You know, it was just like, you know, how to make money rain down in your head is to become a theater major.
Right.
And
of course.
I feel like that
number
I kind
one
of...
major now
at
MIT, yeah.
Completely. It's ridiculous.
And how to really make your parents wonder why they sent you to that school, yeah.
My parents, let's see, today is April. My parents have finally stopped crying.
At least they can still say there's someone to MIT.
That's true.
Still that.
That's true. But they have to stop there. They have to change the subject after that. My son went to MIT. How's your son? Yeah. It was a great thing.
Well, I was just thinking about how there wasn't really a Coen's type. Because there was that whole thing about their latest movie not having any diversity at all.
Yeah.
Right? Even though it was set in, like, you know, early Hollywood time. And we had the characters, I mean.
I think, I was listening to Liz bring up something very beautifully about, you know, the whitewashing in Hollywood. And I think part of the problem is also about distribution. You have people in the markets that buy these projects. It really requires people around the world really to start writing in and going, I want to see my face up there. I want to see representation of my people in there. And people need to understand that there's a marketing aspect to this. And that kind of, I really think that's an area that people don't dive into to really investigate. People say, you hear the excuse, oh, well, we need names, we need a star. But then again, I go back to my godfather. They used to say the same crap to him. And, you know, he had helped create the concept of Kung Fu, and they took it away and gave it to David Carradine, right, who was a Caucasian actor. But the thing is, he said, I'm going to make my own projects. I'm going to somehow get together the right people and do it. And I think what he was able to achieve is to make people on the marketing end realize there is a way we can create a name. And that's the thing, is we need to remind people in the marketing areas of our field that we need to build names. So it's not about just always going after the established names, but creating new names to come up the pipe. And it's very important.
Very well said. Yeah.
You should be an actor.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us and chatting about the movie. We're really excited about watching it. And what's next for the film after the festival?
So we are hoping to go to more festivals around the U.S. and hopefully internationally as well. We believe the film has enough quirkiness that it will appeal to a nation, international audience as well. And then hopefully get a distribution from it. I would be very excited to do that, and we hope that this might be an outlet for that. I think what Diana said about, you know, the distribution is actually also very true about, you know, this type of film, you know, like Diana says, it has that Coen Brothers feel to it, but it's also very real. It's also about very real characters and presented in a very real way. You know, we have action sequences and everything else, but they're very real in the sense of how they would happen in a normal way. They're not, you know, Transformers and all right. that action, right? So I think there's definitely a space for this type of film, and we would be very excited to have somebody excited about it and the diversity that we bring to it as well.
Awesome. Do you guys have, like, a website that with the film, or did you just follow your Facebook?
We have a Facebook, yeah. Okay. We have a Facebook page. So
follow Facebook page.
Follow Facebook, yeah.
The last tour.
Yeah.
The film. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for chatting with us. And, yeah, we'll be back with more for the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. Thank you.
And that was our chat with the filmmakers of The Last Tour. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Like they mentioned in the interview, The Last Tour will be making the rounds in the Asian American film circuit. So keep tabs on their Facebook group to find out where they'll be showing next. And remember to check back to collaboration.org for more interviews from the Los Angeles Asian Film Festival. This is Marvin Yue for Collaboration, and we'll see you next time.